some of the things we love to do, and that is run into real baseball people. And I got a chance to see one this week. I've known him a long time. And that is Jay Alvis. He's a former A's and Rockies PR executive with more than 32 years in the game. He's done broadcasting on the side. And I wouldn't be doing this if I didn't hear Jay do a talk show back about 20 years ago. And he did such a nice job. And I ran into Jay the other day and have him on. Jay, we're glad to have you as part of the show. How are you?
Marty, I'm great, and really great to hear from you.
Yeah, we love having you on, and as I say, the true baseball people, it's great to be with you. We saw each other the other night, and I'd like to start with your tribute to the wonderful Lon Simmons. The Giants and the family put on a great memorial this week about Lon, and you got to speak about him, and maybe just a little bit of what Lon Simmons meant to you and also to the Bay Area.
Well, Lon was certainly a great friend of mine forever. You know, as most of us that grew up in the 60s and 70s, he was someone that you listened to on the radio all the time. And then when I happened to become employed by the A's, he was there. Obviously, I walked into that booth with Bill King and Lon Simmons, which was, as a kid, was pretty intimidating. But Lon was always my guy. He was always on. I was part of the team, like I said that night. He made sure I knew I was part of the team and made me very comfortable. And what a treasure for the Bay Area from doing, you know, I realized he did USF basketball. He did, you know, Olympics. He did 49ers, obviously, and the Giants and the A's, but a treasure. And I'm very, very proud to say that I was a good friend of his.
Yeah, he was very special to everybody in the Bay Area and all the different sports. So really a nice program the other day, and I'm glad you could be part of it. Jay Alvis with
Absolutely.
Us, as I say, over 30 years as a PR executive with the A's and the Rockies, and he's been a broadcaster as well. This trade deadline, and, you know, we go through it every year. You have been intimately involved with it, of course, with the Rockies, with a lot of the decision-making.
Yeah.
It's now July 31st. Rob Manfred is here. You could tell Rob Manfred, well, Rob, I think it would be great if we had a kangaroo play second base. He said, you know, I'll consider that. You know, I'll think about it. You know, they talked about the trade deadline. Should they move it or not? Because there's so many teams that are in it. Nobody wants to sell. Do you think this will get moved? Now, Jay, I'll give you a little history. Originally, there was no trade deadline, and all the big teams would load up with all the great players in September. And finally, the other team said, no, we can't do that. We've got to have a deadline. And they had June 15th, got to July 31st. Do you think it'll move again?
I don't, Marty. I thought I read something the other day where they were talking about, you know, it's 100 games in. And if you can't decide after 100 games that your club is going to be in or out of it, I think it's even with the extra wild card, which has certainly changed some things, I think it's time. It's time to fish or cut bait, so to speak. I don't see it changing. I like where it's at. And if they really want to do something, then obviously the waiver deals that get done so many times now, it's August. I don't think it's going to change.
All right, Jay Alvis with us. Jay, let's talk National League West. And you got to see the A's for many years. We've seen so many of these interleague games. And now you know the West. I know you do. Take a look at it this year. There is separation, and this is sort of what happens at the end of July. And the Rockies, Padres, Arizona sort of down in the bottom, and the Giants, Dodgers on top. How do you analyze this race as it heads into August?
Well, the Giants they know how to win, and here they go. And as they've gotten healthier with Pence coming back, and then obviously saw some good pitching last night from Peavy, and looks like Matt Cain is at least going to be solid for them. They're poised again to do what they always seem to do late, and that's they know how to win. And the Dodgers, with their talent, if they happen to pick up a Hamels or a Cueto, that makes them awfully difficult with those three starters at top, if that happens. I really do expect the Dodgers to get something like that. I'd be surprised if they don't. But I do expect the Giants, they've got seven games left with the Dodgers, although they had just a brutal schedule, the Giants do in August with the Cardinals and the Cubs and the Pirates. But I do expect it to be the Giants and Dodgers down the stretch. And but that series at AT&T, that last homestand there, could really maybe be pretty special again. It'll be really fun to go to those games.
Boy, going through the West, though, the team that your former team comes up all the time with Troy Tulowitzki, yeah. Carlos Gonzalez, and you were there through all these the good times and the bad times. You think he gets traded, Tulowitzki? Does he go maybe to the Mets or to the Yankees? Is his day in Colorado done? Do they have to move him for a big package?
I think they do have to move him at some point. I don't know what's going to be now. They've got a new GM in that place, and I think that might be interesting. But I do think they may trade Carlos Gonzalez. Now, he's a little bit cheaper. Tulo's pretty expensive right now at over $20 million a year. But Cargo is certainly someone who's begun to swing the bat a little bit again, and is healthy again. He wasn't healthy at all the last couple of years. So if he's gotten healthier, he's gotten pretty darn good. And that'd be somebody that I would be very interested in. Acquiring if I was a club looking for offense like the Mets are, like a lot of clubs are. He's terrific outfielder, as everybody knows. I saw him play with the A's during his younger years, and he's a talent. And I really think that if he can go somewhere and show some of that talent and begin to play for something again, you're really going to see his abilities come out. He's a five-tool guy, as they always say, and someone that I would be very interested in if I was a GM looking for some offensive firepower.
How good is Tulowitzki? And again, he's a big name, and we see many great things. He's been hurt a lot. How good is Troy Tulowitzki?
Well, what Troy brings, which I love, is his passion and his intensity, and it rubs off on other people. It's rubbed off on Arenado, who's going to become a great player for the Rockies. And he brings that every day. I mean, that's nothing that's not there every day, and I love that part of his game. And power from his shortstop. I don't think his range is what it once was. I think he's a big man, as you mentioned. But he's very sure-handed. He's very steady at the position. And he's just a leader on your club. He's somebody that the younger guys look to because, man, I'm telling you, when he comes in the clubhouse, he comes to play, and he comes to play hard. He's going to come out to beat you. So, yeah, Tulo is certainly one of the top players in the game playing that position. And he stayed healthy this year, which has been huge for him. He's been able to stay very healthy over the years because he's just such a big man who's tightly wound. But, man, that guy, I tell you what, he brings it every day, and he's somebody that if you have a spot that you think ought to come, he'd be terrific on the Mets. I mean, it'd be a great place, but I don't see him going there. They're not going to trade one of those kid pitchers they have for him. That's what the Rockies would want.
Mm. You think that Jay Alves, you think the Dodgers will trade Puig? And I have this running bet with Bruce Jenkins. It started at a dinner. It's now at a breakfast as the rumors get hotter about him. What happens with Puig?
Well, I mean, you know, you talk to players over there sometimes, and some they'll tell you that one day they love the guy, and the next day they don't like the guy a whole lot, just the way he plays. But he's an incredible talent. I mean, when you look at him, and if you get up next to him, you realize what a big man he is. He's like Bo Jackson. That's what he looks like. He looks like a football guy, and his talent level is amazing. It's just that his inconsistencies, I think, drive everybody crazy over there. And everybody wants from the Dodgers in those deals for Hamels or Cueto. They're looking for their kids. And Andrew Friedman now runs that place. You know, he's a guy who loves having those kids come up. And you know, Jimmy Rollins steps away. You got, you know, Corey's brother coming in there. And it's going to be an interesting dynamic. But I think if it comes time, push comes to shove, if they can get a Hamels or a Cueto, and it's going to have to cost some plague, and especially Hamels, who's they can keep for a while. He's good for another 2 or 3 years. I won't be surprised if they made that deal.
You know, it's funny, Jay Alves, of course, we love to talk ball with him. I'm looking at the A's, and I'm saying to myself, all right, you know, John Donaldson is gone, Kazmir's gone, maybe Zobrist will be gone. Why not trade Sonny Gray to the Dodgers and get back Seager
and
a couple of the other people? You know, I mean, honestly, you put Kershaw, Greinke, who may opt out, you put Sonny Gray in there. If I'm the Dodgers, I'd give them whatever they'd want, and for the A's, that would be a trade.
Yeah, that would be a huge trade, man. Sonny is a great talent. He's young, and he's affordable, and he's also, you know, they're going to keep him for a while. So, yeah, that kid shortstop, or I guess the pitcher the Dodgers have also, who's very talented, the young pitcher, then you start talking those names. I guess it would have to tempt Billy to do something there. That's
not
a great name to throw out there.
Yeah,
he
why
really
not?
Hasn't been thrown out much.
Yeah, yeah, you know, come on. You get in two A-ball guys for Scott Kazmir. Get guys who are going to break into the big leagues and be impact players. And you got this guy. You know, you're not going to win for a couple of years anyway. That hit me the other day driving in. I just thought about it.
Well, that was the most disappointing part about the Kazmir trade for me was that they got guys that are very talented, but 2-3 years away. That's the hard part. And as a fan, you really want them. Okay, we dealt him, but let's get to see these guys next spring. You may not see him in spring training next year, the big league camp. These guys are a ways off, although I know the catcher they love, and he's very talented. I mean, somebody described him as a Mike Napoli type, big, powerful kid. So he could be there, but, man, when you're just playing high A-ball, you're 2-3 years away at least.
Yeah, does he have the beard? That's the question.
I don't know. I haven't seen him. I heard he's got the size. He's a big kid.
Right. Hey, one last thought for you. I'll throw a few names. David Price. Cole Hamels, yeah. Johnny Cueto, of those three, who doesn't get traded?
I don't think Price goes, myself. I think the Tigers, I mean, that's a very proud club and a very veteran club that still thinks they could win. I think they can put some things together, especially when they get Cabrera back from the DL. So I'd be surprised if he – I won't be surprised if he stays. The other two guys, the Phillies have got to trade Hamels. I mean, they're at the point now where they're going to just lose all value in that guy. And I got to believe he's pretty highly valued. Obviously, you can keep him for a couple of years. Obviously expensive, but he's somebody that I would certainly keep. And Cueto, the Dodger, another guy's going to be a free agent. The Reds aren't going anywhere. So both those guys, I got to believe, will go in the next week once the date gets closed, and then they can value some good people coming back. And then, but I do think this Price will stay.
All right, great. Jay, it's a pleasure having you on. I'd love to do it often. Great baseball man, and I appreciate having you on.
Thank you. Thanks for having me, and look forward to it.
All right, that is Jay Alvis. That's a baseball guy. All right, we're in the bunker. Ben Stein is here. We're going to walk down to the public house in just a few minutes. We'll take a break, and when we come back, the philosopher, Javi Lopez, will accompany us on the walk down to the public house. More coming up right here on the Sports Leader.